Okay, Brad, I want to thank you for doing this this interview with me, and I just want to let you know that as of right now, we are being recorded. The call is being recorded so that I can get it, you know, everything accurate and get it transcribed for the written piece. So don't worry about, you know, if you mess up or if you want to restate yourself or anything like that. That's fine. The main thing is we're just going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it to a maximum of about 10 to 15 minutes. And you got the questions that I sent you, correct?
Yes, sir. Got them right here.
Okay. And the so don't worry if you want to, you know, give a few answers, if you want to think about it. Don't worry about if you think that you're rambling or whatever. I just want good, accurate information and things that would educate the person that's reading this interview, because that's really what the article's about. It's about educating them and being an advocate for a person that's selling their houses, their success. So there's really no wrong way to do this. So if you're
okay,
ready, I will go ahead and we'll start answering these questions.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Brant. You know, right now the real estate market is really active in Houston, and a lot of homeowners are ready to sell their homes, possibly for the first time. And a lot of them seem to think that they need to spend a lot of money on remodeling and repairs to get the highest dollar from buyers. Would this be an accurate assumption if that's what they're thinking?
Well, I would say absolutely not. And, you know, I think in the last, I don't know, five, gosh, maybe even 10 years now with the HGTV type of shows that are on all the time, I think people have the misconception that they need to renovate or update their home drastically in order to sell it. And while I think it may be true in certain instances or certain markets, where now, especially in Houston, where it's moved more to a seller's market, you actually need to do less repairs. And we've worked with a lot of clients where we've honestly told them, it's like, you know what, why not test out the market the way the property is now, get some feedback, and then kind of make an assessment. But in the market that we're in, you can definitely do less to get your home ready to sell and without compromising, you know, getting top dollar. Of course, that depends on your neighborhood and where you're at. But the general answer is no, don't make the assumption that you need to spend more to get more, because that's certainly not the case in the market that we're in right now.
Well, that's really interesting. And I want to make something just clear. You know, you mentioned HGTV in there, and I just want to be clear on what that is for the readers. You're talking about these shows that are about all these home remodeling reality type shows that are on cable?
Yeah, there's probably, I don't know how many dozens of different shows like that, but so the HGTV, Home and Gardens Television, and, you know, a lot of the other networks as well have the home remodeling shows, and, you know, they're very, very popular. They've got a huge following that, you know, the weekend warrior type homeowners are watching these shows fervently and feeling the need, or maybe it's just the desire to kind of do some of these projects, these home improvement projects on their homes as well, which is great if it's something that you just want to do or you want to, you know, that you enjoy doing, but doesn't necessarily translate into a good return on your investment or your time as a blanket rule.
Yeah, well, I guess that's everybody gets the bug every now and then when they start getting the paint and the carpet out. So let me ask you this. How can someone who has a very limited budget get the biggest bang for their buck when they're updating their home for resale?
So I like to go in with that mindset anyways, like what can we get the biggest return on, even starting out with, you know, with a limited budget, and then you go from there, because that's generally the best way to game plan. So some of the simple things, you know, is first off, you should most likely is going to be better to consult with either some friends or even better yet, several local real estate agents to kind of get their take on what kind of stands out to their eye. And so what I suggest doing is with your property is kind of, we call it the pleasure in playing principle, which is you want to bring potential homeowners to a place in their thoughts of pleasure, like, wow, this is really nice, this is neat, I could vision myself seeing here, staying here, living here, which doesn't mean you need a total remodel, but what it means is you want to remove some of the eyesores. And so on certain instances, it just may be mean cleaning up the landscaping a little bit, putting some mulch in, not even necessarily painting all of your exterior, but possibly, you know, painting the front door or staining the front door, because that's one of the most visual areas when people come up to view your home from a potential buyers. They're going to spend a couple of minutes at the front door while the agent's getting the lockbox. So you want to start with some of the basics and basically remove some of the big eyesores that are going to catch people's attention from the beginning, and then kind of work your way up to bigger things. And of course, if there's anything, we call it kind of, there's kind of three tiers of improvements. Like, there's things that you must do, there's things that you should do, and then there's some wow factors that you can add. And I'm not really talking about some of the things, like if you've got a bad roof or foundation, some of those issues, of course, you'd have to address those. I'm talking about more of the simple things in terms of, you know, if the painting's really outdated or some of the shag carpet and stuff like that that you might want to replace.
You know, well, that brings up a really interesting point, because, you know, some people go in with that mindset and they start putting money in the wrong places, perhaps. You know, what is some of the things that you see that a seller, you see them spending money on for updates that they really think will add value because, you know, it appeals to their own taste, but it may actually hurt their sales price in the long run?
So the funny thing is we've done entire remodels and renovations for customers, and immediately after the homes have sold, for example, we recently did one where it painted the entire home inside and out, and after it was sold, and we used very neutral colors that are, you know, industry standard, I would say, type colors that the home builders use. And the first thing that the new homeowner did after they bought the home was repaint the entire home because they wanted different colors, you know. And so that was, and come to find out, that that particular buyer had been eyeing the property from the beginning of the remodel, and they were just waiting to put an offer on it. So that was definitely maybe a bit of an extreme example, but an example where that seller probably could have done very little to nothing and sold their house, you know, without investing the time and money to do the repairs.
I see a lot of people that repair their house, they're getting their home ready to sell, and they take that opportunity to remodel it in a way that they would like to have lived in it, which seems kind of odd to me.
Yeah, and so usually what we steer our clients to is back to, like, kind of the must, should, and wow. Like, do anything that you must do, like, for example, roofs or foundations, anything like that, things that you know that you should do. For example, if you were in a neighborhood and all of the other homes in that neighborhood have granite countertops, but you've got some outdated formica, that might be a good situation where you might want to update your countertops. However, if you've already got granite, or you've got, you know, some silestone or some other type of hard surface countertops, but it's just not your favorite color in the world, it probably wouldn't be wise to spend that money to replace them just because it's, you know, you think that another color is a better, is going to sell faster. So that would be a good area where, you know what, you should probably leave well enough alone, as long as you're hitting the must and should checkpoints, and then possibly adding a couple of wow factors. But I think another big thing, a misnomer out there, is like pools. There's a lot of people who think, I've even had clients who want to add a pool or install a pool to increase their value, and that we found, like, is a huge mistake, because there's really no verifiable proof about, like, big additions like pools adding value to homes, and even,
yeah,
you know, big decks and things.
Extreme.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And even some decks and things like that is another thing where, you know, some of the it may help increase your days on the market, but that's also something that people kind of like to customize themselves when they move into the home at times.
Well, let's go to the other extreme, and based on what you were talking about a little bit earlier about, you know, the sellers that did all the remodeling and then the people came in and just changed everything. Well, what about the strategy of just leaving, you know, the stained carpet and the purple walls and offer, you know, like a concession or, and I don't know if you can offer money back or offer to reduce the price to cover the buyer to pick their own carpet and paint. So similar to sometimes new home builders would do that. Do you see that as a viable option? Is that something that can save you money or time when selling your house?
So, you know, coming from a remodeler's perspective, you know, it probably sounds like I'm not even in the remodeling business, but yeah, I think that, you know, anytime that there's a possibility where you can save some money and save some time and save the headache of going through the remodeling experience, absolutely. So what I would say is that you can test that. Of course, there's going to be certain extremes because what we found is a lot of potential home buyers aren't so good at visualizing what a product or a home is going to look like after it, say it's updated with paint and carpet, and they really need to see it. So some suggestions that we've given potential clients who are on the fence about whether or not to go forward with repairs is we say, you know what, go ahead and talk to your agent and you can put that out there and test it on the market. Just have a set time, say, hey, we're gonna put this in our realtor's notes that we'll, you know, paint and update the carpet, you know, let them pick it or, you know, give them a concession on the contract. And just have a set time frame. It's going to be 30 days, for example, before we do that. And then the other thing that you can do is if you've got a good relationship with the contractor that you're going to use, or you kind of have an idea of some of the possibilities with the how and what it would look like after painting and carpeting, what we do to for our clients is we provide them some links to some of our finished products, and you can say, hey, if you want to take this option, you know, our company will come out and they'll say that, you know, this contractor is going to come out and paint and carpet, do flooring, countertops, et cetera, et cetera. And here's some pictures of the work that they do. And that helps potential buyers visualize and see what that home in its outdated condition could look with, you know, some paint and carpet.
Well, that sounds like a good strategy, and it gives people the options to kind of have the house the way they want it when they purchase it. Well, look, this has really been a great information, and so we'll wrap this up to respect your time on this. Let me ask you this one final question, if I could. You know, what is the one thing that you feel that someone must consider when deciding where to spend their money when they need to sell their house at a fair price and in a reasonable amount of time? They're not necessarily looking to sell it, you know, the fastest, but they don't want it to sit on the market for a long time. And they're not necessarily looking for top dollar, but they want to get, you know, a fair price in a reasonable amount of time. What's the one thing that you think they should focus on?
So I would try to keep it as simple as possible, just to stick to some of the basics. Say, for example, clean up your landscaping, paint the front door. Some of the little things that catch people's eye on the inside are some of the, you've seen the old outdated and dingy electrical socket and switch covers, maybe some old-fashioned gold lighting or gold doorknobs. You know, it's better to go with kind of an updated brushed nickel. So I would just stick with some of the simple stuff, making sure that, you know, all of the light bulbs in the house are working. Just stick with the little things that you could probably take care of in a day or in a weekend, just to remove some of those little things that negatively catch potential buyers' eyes. So that's what I would do. Just stick to your basics and stick to a list, a punch list that you could most likely take care of in a weekend.
That's fantastic. Yeah, the things that catch people's eye when you know, you see some houses you walk in and the electric outlet is, you know, plate is broken or cracked or missing.
Right.
You know, you see strings replacing chains that used to be there. Mm-hmm. Those are like really mm-hmm. simple and expensive things. That's really good. And, you know, like you said earlier, some of this doesn't sound like you're a remodeler in the fact that you know, generally one would expect you to come in and say, no, you need to redo the whole thing, do the complete thing. So I certainly appreciate, you know, your frankness about, you know, what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. And I know that's why you have such a great reputation with your clients, is because you talk them out of giving you money sometimes when it's the right thing to do. So I appreciate you sharing that with us today. All right.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And so that's how we're going to wrap up the interview. If you have, do you have like a bio or, you know, an about me type section on your website or something that you can get me with some kind of highlights of your career, or if you can point me to anything, you know, LinkedIn profile or anything that I can use to wrap up this article so I can, you know, say a little bit about you, that would be great.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. My secretary and I are working on that, and that was one of our projects. So I can email you. We can clean that up and email that to you if that would be okay.
Okay. Yeah, that would be that would be perfect for sure. So what I'll do is I'll get this transcribed and edit it up a bit, and I will shoot it over to you to approve before we get it published. But it should be very, very quickly, and I'll have this published shortly. So I certainly appreciate your time, and great information. And you really do stand out as an educator and advocate for your customers' success. So I think this will turn out to be a great piece. So I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right, great.